Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered. Y'all know this is the time of year when you're filing taxes, and I wanted to share something personal about how I'm choosing to approach money this year. Because y'all, this is Mom Life Unfiltered. It's raw. I'm sharing with y'all real stuff, okay? And not from a place of having it all figured out, but from a place of learning, being intentional, honestly not being ashamed to talk about finances anymore. Especially as mothers, especially as women, especially as first-generation wealth builders, we don't talk about money like this enough. So this is just me sharing what we're doing, what we've learned, and how our relationship with money has changed over time. And we are still learning, y'all. So even though I released this episode, I probably learned something new by now, the time it's released, right? But just know that I'm going to continue to share it with you all. If you want it, I'll record it, okay? But I want to be honest with you. There was a time when I absolutely saw income tax as extra money. When I became a stay-at-home mom, we had savings, but taxes often felt like that cushion that helped us breathe. And sometimes we used that money to save, move, pay off credit card debt, cover expenses from business investments that didn't return the way we hoped, and that's real life. We also went through a season where my husband has experienced job loss, and we used part of our tax income to cover rent or help us transition. And I'm sharing this not because it's pretty, but because it's honest, because I'll be real. Even now for tax income, we still have buckets for it, and we appreciate, you know, us being able to get that back, but we know there's a season for everything, and you have to steward it in a way that you're like, okay, God, if you give me this, I want to use it correctly so that I can be a blessing, not just to ourselves, but to others in the future. And there's no shame in using tax income to stabilize your life, okay? Don't let nobody feel like that. So sometimes it can feel like extra money. Sometimes it can feel like, ooh, I need this, okay? But either way, wherever you are on that spectrum, just know it's okay. This year, instead of seeing taxes as extra money, I've seen them as an opportunity to be strategic because our season has shifted. I learned about the simple framework of 40-30 approach, and while the exact percentages can look different for every family, the principle really stuck with me, and the idea is simple. A portion goes towards saving and stability, because we always saving and investing. A portion goes towards things that you enjoy, plan for, reward yourself. And the rest goes towards priorities that matter to your family. And that just depends on what that means to your family, to be honest. What changed for me is not the money, it's the intentionality of it. Because when money doesn't have a plan, it disappears. But when it has a direction, it creates peace. And I want to say this clearly. We don't even know how much we're getting back yet. By the time this episode airs, I might. But the plan matters more than the amount. Use what you have, okay? I want to pause here and say this. If you're in a season where you need to use your tax income to fix your car, catch up on bills, cover transition, to breathe, use it. That's what it's for. This episode is not meant to discourage you, to make you feel behind, because that's not what I'm here for. It's meant to encourage intentionality, not perfection. Because if you use it to get new hires, then do it, okay? That's what it's for. Do things that are going to move you forward. Even if all you can do is set aside a small percentage towards saving, investing, or your future goals, that still counts. Progress is progress. And yes, do something for yourself too. Stewardship doesn't mean depriving yourself. As our season has stabilized, I realized that I needed better systems, not more motivation. I learned how to use credit cards responsibly instead of fearing them. Saving money in different buckets instead of one pot. Clearly separating savings, kids funds, retirement, future goals, not having it all clumped into an account, okay? We also build a baseline budget, what we need to cover life and stability. And anything above that baseline becomes intentional. Investments, future planning, growth, and things that we want to do for fun. It's called margin. That's when everything started to shift. Not overnight, but consistently. And we're still working towards that, right? I'm not even going to sit up here and be like, oh, everything's great. We have it all figured out. We don't. We're still learning. We're still trying to see this work out in real time. Because we if there's three phases, we kind of going into phase two. Not going to lie. We have us where we have our financial phases, and we are finally stepping into phase two. And if y'all want me to talk more about that, I can. But yes, I'm not going to go on a tangent with that. But yes. Last year, I shared that we were going to be a two-income household, and I ended up losing my job. And honestly, it was a blessing, y'all. It was a blessing in disguise. It forced us to rely on the systems we've built and even get clearer about our finances, and also just maybe even trust God even more, okay? Although my husband is a primary earner, we've also been intentional about building smaller streams of income. They're not fast, they're not flashy, but they're growing. And when your foundation is solid, you can afford to be patient. And I'm grateful for that, like having the stability so that you're not in survival mode. And that's how long-term money is built. And I don't know why I'm getting so emotional recording this, but it's just like, we've been through it, okay? We've done so many changes in order to see what's going to work. And it just shows that if you stay focused, a lot can change in a year. It can change in a couple months. It's just all about how you steward it so God can trust you with more. And more doesn't always mean more money. It can give you more time, more peace. And that's what I love most about this journey, because financial journey is never going to be there's never going to be like an ending piece to it. It's going to continuously be a learning process. And we don't talk enough about finance, especially as women and mothers, and especially in the Black community, especially as first generational wealth builders. Like, there's so much unspoken shame around how much you have, how much you don't, what you're still learning. But money is a tool, and learning how to manage it is wisdom, not greed. Books are helpful, education matters, but also life. Life is the best teacher for you, okay? But nothing replaces looking at your own numbers, your budget, your cash, your assets, your liabilities, knowing your net worth, building your own lane, and being proud of where you are right now, not just where you're going. Because I'm not gonna lie. Last year, I learned how to build a real wealth building financial tracker for my family. And I used ChatGPT for it. And I don't regret it, not one bit, because I can see our net worth growing. I can see our assets growing. I can see our liabilities. I can see my kids, what their financial journey is looking like, because we've already started things for them and just seeing what our stuff looks like. It's just like you get the full picture. And for me and my husband, when we sit and meet, that's what we go off of. And that's what's been getting us closer to where we want to be. We're not just managing money for ourselves. We're building something for our kids, teaching them stewardship, teaching them responsibility, teaching them that money doesn't control you. You learn how to steward it. Wealth building doesn't have to look flashy. Sometimes it looks like consistency, planning, learning, adjusting, and growing over time. And that matters, okay? Because you can even start with $5 in a savings account and you have it on reoccurring every time you get paid. And if you look at it in like a couple months, you're going to be like, whoa, like when I had that much in here. Because it's not about how much you put, it's about the consistency. And that's why I'm always going to preach consistency over like waiting for one big, like, oh, I'll save when I get this one big check, versus like, oh no, like I'm going to use money that I can get, even if it's small, and then let it build. And it just depends on your season, too, that you're in to kind of decide that. But I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid to talk about money. Don't be afraid to learn about money. Don't be ashamed for where you're starting. Use what you have. Plan where you can. Build toward the future, one decision at a time. For mothers, we're managing households, we're building futures, and that's something to be confident about. And yes, and if you like enjoy this episode, let me know. But I'm super grateful for y'all's support. And I know this is way different from what I usually talk about, but I thought this was very important. You know, Mom Life Unfiltered is where I just get real with y'all. So yeah, until next episode.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from Quick Wellness Guide to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.